Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
College football playoff rankings. Did you think Michigan would be number one over Georgia? I'll start with that.
I would have been fine either way. I mean, I think Georgia has the better overall, resume. They would be, rated as a better team by Vegas and the power ratings. But Michigan, without question, has the best win of the year going into Ohio State and dominating like that. So do you want to reward a team for the best win of the year and then kind of, I don't want to say sleepwalking, but not being that impressive at times during the season, or would you rather reward a team that's been more dominant for the majority of the season? So I think that's basically where they're at with that. If Georgia squeaks by LSU, Michigan's expected to blow out Purdue, but maybe if Georgia squeaks by LSU, Michigan could pop up to number one. Georgia could drop to number two. That won't impact, I don't think, the where they play the semifinals. As long as both those teams win, Georgia will be in the Peach and Michigan will be in the Fiesta. But obviously that could impact the seeding and who they would play in those semifinals. And the question I have, and you get to ask me all the questions. I'm going to ask you one. If any of the top four teams lose, and I'm not saying by 40 points, but by two touchdowns or less, do you believe they should remain in the top four?
Yes.
I do too.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do too.
100%.
And I know everyone's like, well, Ohio State's right there, ready to jump up. Well, Ohio State lost its biggest game. They were dominated. It wasn't close. They won their first game of the year against Notre Dame. It's funny. Everyone talked about Oregon getting blown out by Georgia in their first game. Well, it's a first-year head coach. They weren't prepared, all this. Notre Dame's with a first-year coach, and they hung with Ohio State. So Ohio State wasn't impressive in that game. And the only other win is Penn State. And they really don't have anything else to show for that. And if you're going to reward these teams for getting to a conference championship game, if they lose those conference championship games, well, guess what? Ohio State didn't even win their division.
Right.
I don't know. But, again, as we talked about it before, it's a beauty contest. So, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. But, we'll find out. If all four teams win, it's going to be a very boring selection show. But if somebody loses, people will make the case for Ohio State. I don't buy it. And then other real quickly, which will impact who goes where in the bowl games, especially for Miami. I actually think Penn State's going to be chosen by the Rose Bowl. Even if Ohio State's sitting at number five, Ohio State was there last year coming off the Michigan loss. If they pick them again, it will be the second consecutive year off a Michigan loss. It will be the third time in 5 years. So I think Penn State is chosen by the Rose Bowl. What that means for you guys is that means Ohio State would be the selection in the Orange Bowl against Clemson or North Carolina, whoever wins the Orange Bowl.
So well, Ohio State's good for business. Yeah, that's a great one. And that's good piece of information. Yeah, getting Ohio State down here would be – fantastic for our friends at the Orange Bowl for sure. By the way, do you believe, just looking at this thing, Georgia and Michigan would be a good national championship game?
I mean, they are clearly the two best teams.
Right.
I'm excited to see TCU go up against Michigan. I hope they go against Michigan. USC has just been incredible. Their defense is, horrific, but they keep winning games.
Right.
They really do.
Yeah.
I mean, Georgia and Michigan are going to be big favorites in the semifinals. So yeah, I would say that that's the best game. But then you guys got a firsthand look at that last year, and it wasn't competitive.
Right. Well, I want to go back to your question just two questions ago about the top four. If one lose, will they stay? If USC loses twice to Utah in a season, you still think that they would stay there over Ohio State?
Well, you look at their schedule, and you know they've actually, because the Pac-12 is so well represented in the top 25, USC has a pretty decent resume. I mean, they have wins against Oregon State, ranked, UCLA ranked, Notre Dame ranked.
Right.
That's three ranked wins. And Ohio State has two. And
right.
So you could say, okay, well, they lost to Utah. The first loss was by 1 point at Utah on a two-point conversion. So it wasn't like they were blown out. So I don't know. Again, Joe, they can spin this however they want. I just think, you know, the fact that USC has the three ranked wins, they have more than Ohio State. They want, you know, they technically don't have divisions in the Pac-12 this year, but they would have won their division. It's going to be hard to keep them out. Again, somebody gets blown out, then,
right. Yeah, it changes.
Then it's open for discussion. And I actually could, you know, I know people are sick of Bama. I would actually make, say that Bama could maybe be in there. I mean, they haven't trailed on the clock at the end of the game. They lost on the last play of the game to Tennessee. They lost in overtime to LSU. Obviously, they didn't win those games. They haven't been as dominant all season, but they're literally two plays away from being undefeated.
Yeah. Hey, let's ask you about this one because it keeps popping up. Deion Sanders, if I'm in the middle of the road of a Power 5, I hire Deion Sanders. First of all, he's going to bring all his best players from Jackson State. Second of all, he's going to be able to recruit. What are your thoughts on where he ends up, and how many jobs will this guy get offered?
Well, I know he interviewed here with USF. I know he interviewed with Colorado. And then there was a report that came out that, you know, obviously verified that or whatever. I think ultimately he wants to be in the SEC. And I think, you know, he is at the point now where he has an offer from Colorado, but I think he was hoping that because the information got out about USF and more specifically Colorado, that maybe some of these SEC teams would think, wow, we got to do something or we're going to lose Deion. Unfortunately for Deion, Lane Kiffin stayed at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
There was rumors Mike Leach may not return at Mississippi State. He would either be fired or would resign because of various reasons after the Egg Bowl, but he won that game. Leach is still there, thank goodness. And then Auburn went with Hugh Freeze. So now there's nowhere for Deion to go. So does he go to Colorado, which arguably has the worst roster in the Power 5 ranks, in a situation where you don't know where you're going to be in the next couple of years as far as conference realignment? You're not going to the Big Ten. What's the Pac-12 going to look like? But I think, you know, I was actually hoping USF would get him because it would make them relevant again and give them a shot because, you know, there's only one other guy doing the commercial with Nick Saban. And like you said, if he can get players to Jackson State, he can get them to, you know, an FBS school. But that's something to keep an eye on. And look, you guys know I used to work at ESPN. Jeff Saturday's coaching the Colts. Trent Dilfer's going to UAB. Where's my offer, guys?
Yeah, right. You'll be offensive coordinator for Deion in Tampa.
Hey,
perfect.
Yeah, I think you got
exactly.
Something set up in South Florida already there.
Right.
Yeah, it's funny because the Deion Sanders going to South Florida, I just think no matter where he goes, he's going to get a lot of good players. There's going to be a lot of players want to play for him. So it'll be fun to watch and see how this thing works out. I'm really curious. Right now we're in the middle down here, so you know, of seeing how many guys are going to transfer for Mario Cristobal. We're guessing the number's going to be around 25 down here.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. See, it's going to be mutual, too.
It's like the old line about, you know, a team has a bad year, and it, you know, it's like, is it good news that you have a lot of returning starters because you didn't win many games with them, or is it good news that you don't have many returning starters because they didn't win many games?
Yeah. No.
I mean, look, obviously, you know, Miami had a very disappointing season. You know, as you guys know, you know, I don't want to call out people, but, you know, there's somebody that ranked him in the top 10. I won't say his
name, know that guy.
We're Brett McMurphy. I just think, you know, and look, thank God for Texas A&M, because if not for Jimbo, Miami probably would have been the most disappointing team in the country. But then if you take a step back, you look at, you know, some other first-year coaches, Brent Venables at Oklahoma. This is the worst season they've had in I don't know how many years. They barely got to 6-6. Billy Napier, they barely got to 6-6. So it's going to take a while. I think the most promising thing for Miami, and, you know, if I think something's bad, I tell you. If I think something's good, I tell you. I'm not going to just, you know, sugarcoat something. But I think what's encouraging for Miami is, we know 100% certainty Mario Cristobal can recruit like nobody else. And he is going to get players in there. And what happens when you get in players? You win games. He did it at Oregon. He did it at Alabama. And you look around the ACC, Clemson has come back down to earth. They're not the mighty Clemson of old. So they are beatable. The ACC is winnable. And I think he can turn this thing around. And obviously this year, you know, I have no explanation what happened. Certainly the injuries to Tyler Van Dyke had an impact on the offense. That hurt. But I think, you know, I know nobody wants to be patient, but
yeah,
it is only year one. And I love when I see his quotes after the games where he's saying, hey, if your parents aren't happy about your kids' playing time, come pick them up.
Yep.
Get them out of here. You know, I love that attitude. You know, get guys in there that want to play, that want to grind, that want to build. And, you know, nobody's ever accused Mario of not being a hard worker and, you know, grinding things out. It's, you know, maybe I, you know, overestimated them coming into the year because of the excitement of the coaching change. But I think, you know, obviously there's got to be improvement in year two. I think there will be. And you talked about all the kids leaving in the transfer portal. Well, that means you're going to have an influx of kids coming in.
Right.
Certainly Lincoln Riley made that work this year, basically his whole team's from the transfer portal. I think Miami's in a great spot. And the good thing is there's nobody in the ACC that can't be beat.
Mm. Now, we're with you, by the way, on the Mario plan. I totally agree. And you know he's not going to get outworked. And I think this is where he's going to be really strong, wrapping up not only a great high school recruiting class, but – he's going to hit that transfer portal. Whatever people thought last year, watch out, baby. I think this thing is going to be a lot bigger than last year for sure. Anyway, hey, Brett, thank you, man. Appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you as always.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
All right, Brett McMurphy from the Action Network joining us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline.
All right, right now I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Oh, my gosh, the SUV family is just calling for you right now. Whether you're looking for a big, beautiful SUV like the Tahoe or the Suburban, got a brand new look, added more space, perfect for the holiday season, wherever you're traveling, north or south, even to the West Coast somewhere that's not messed up, man. You can enjoy yourself. That Traverse, the midsize SUV, plenty of space in our smaller SUVs, the Trailblazer, the Blazer and Equinox, so much style and substance. So much, I bought a Tahoe and a Trailblazer. And listen, when it comes to Silverado trucks, I want to let you know this. It's almost like they custom make trucks just for your lifestyle. They have so many different style Silverado trucks. You need a full-time working truck? Do you need a truck to still get the kids around? We've got it for you. So stop by and fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealers. We got Silverado trucks. Oh my gosh, my neighbor just got a new Corvette. Oh man, those new Corvettes are just ridiculous. Go find out. We've got convenient locations in Dade, Broward, and Monroe County. Find new roads and fall in love, whether it's new or used. We got plenty of it, and you're going to love it. Take a test drive and fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.